Hi there. I am Mark Swallow, and I am glad you are joining me for today's edition of the Definition Podcast. Let's get started. Good morning and good evening. How are you at this moment? Perhaps you'd say, just fine, thank you. Well, great. I like to hear that. The weekend is finally here and you're excited. But perhaps you would say, honestly, Mark, I am burdened. I'm carrying a heavy load here. I've prayed about it. I've done everything I can think to do, but still I feel the weight of it all. Well, it is important that you know that you're not alone then. I have some burdens I am carrying too. All of God's people, if they are honest, do. And according to the Bible, God says he knows about our burdens and he will provide relief for us so that we do not have to carry them anymore. It is a matter of timing, and you likely will not like this, but I emphasize his timing, God's timing. Yesterday, we heard Moses' prayer to God in Exodus 5 and God's answer in Exodus 6. Today, let's pick up with God's answer. Verse 1 of Exodus chapter 6, "Now you shall see what I will do." That three-letter word, now, is really significant. Now is a timing word. When? Now. Oh, we love it when God uses that word now when we ask him to remove a burden of sin from us. When do you want the Lord to lighten your load? Now. Isn't it now? Well, sometimes God says, now I will. Verse 6 of Exodus 6 holds our word of the week, burdens. I'm reading now Exodus 6, 6. "Say therefore to the sons of Israel, I am the Lord, and I will bring you out from under the burdens of the Egyptians, and I will deliver you from their bondage." I'll pause there. In the margin of my Bible, I have written a summary of this verse thus far. Deliverance from the burdens of their bondage. What is God going to now do? He will provide deliverance from the burdens of their bondage. And I want to encourage you with this. I believe that this same God, our Heavenly Father, will provide deliverance from the burdens of your bondage. And maybe his deliverance will come now, or maybe you will have to persist in waiting, as Moses had long waited. God is not a genie that emerges from the bottle and says, "Your wish is my command." He is not. But he is the God who sees and knows your specific burden, or is it plural, burdens, at this hour. And if you will commit what weighs heavily on your heart to him in prayer, if you will not try to lift and carry those burdens by your own strength and willpower, but rather if you will depend on the power of the Holy Spirit living within you, dear Christian, then in his timing, your Lord and your God will hear from heaven and will deliver you from the burdens of your bondage. He will deliver you from the burdens of your bondage. Well, what is the rest of the story? As Paul Harvey used to ask on Boston radio. Read it for yourself in Exodus 12 and 14. Exodus chapters 12 and 14. When you read it this weekend, you'll see that God does what God says he will do. He delivers the Israelites from their burden. And next week, we'll pick up this word burden or burdens, plural, in the New Testament. I end with prayer. Dear Father, deliver us from the burdens of our bondage. Amen. Join me again on Monday for another edition of Definition. Thank you for listening to this edition of the Definition Podcast. Drop me an email and tell me what you think. Mark@godisministry.org. That's mark@godisministry.org. Please do share this with others and be sure and join me for the next one.